Right now, though, hey, we're going to the phones, and as you mentioned, busy, busy day. We've got two guests, Jim Brinkley and Dr. Kales from Harvard, and we're going to talk about the firefighters, the International Association of Firefighters. And first off, let's start with you, Jim Brinkley. What's your title there? You're a last-minute substitution.
I'm the Director of Occupational Health and Safety for the International Association of Firefighters.
All right. And, Jim, how long have you been with them?
I've been with the International Association of Firefighters for about 14 years now.
Okay, great. And Dr. Kales, tell us about your involvement with the IAFF.
Good morning, Chuck. Good morning, Don.
Good morning.
Hey, as you mentioned, I'm an assistant professor at Harvard Medical School, and I've happened to have the privilege of working with firefighters over the last 15-plus years, and in particular in the last 10 years, I've been looking at firefighters' cardiovascular risk factors. Among those, one of the most important is high blood pressure. Mm. So that's why I'm here this morning, because I'm delighted to take part in a program which can highlight the risks of high blood pressure, not only to firefighters in carrying out their duties, but the risk to the general community at large. This is a condition that affects about 74 million adults in the United States. That's about one of every three persons. And as you know, heart disease, cardiovascular disease, which includes heart attacks, strokes, heart failure, this is the number one killer in the United States overall. And high blood pressure is an important risk factor that we can control and do something about. So that's why I'm here.
Okay. Jim, let's go back to you. When did the firefighters kind of think about, you know, we ought to try to get more information about high blood pressure? Take us back through the progression of how you teamed up with people like Dr. Kales and that to make people aware of the high blood pressure.
Well, Dr. Kales and his colleagues have been doing studies on health factors and health risk of firefighters for a number of years, as he mentioned. And we looked at a lot of the research and the literature that he's provided, and we decided to team up with him and some of his colleagues and figure out a way that we can combat this. Instead of just reading the information, let's take that and put it to good use. And that's when we contacted Novartis Pharmaceuticals and decided to collaborate with them on the Stop Drop Control Program. And what this program does is provide firefighters and the community with tools to raise awareness on high blood pressure. These tools include things we can do to hold blood pressure screening events within our communities. We have a website, www.stopdropcontrol.com, where you can go on and get information that will help you understand how you can modify those risk factors and improve your blood pressure.
Well, that's fantastic. I really want to applaud you and whoever was responsible for the campaign name. I know every kid that ever went to elementary school has been taught stop, drop, and roll, and the stop, drop, and control really brings it home, doesn't it?
Well, that branding really does make a difference, and I have to take my hat off to the marketing team that put that together. They really engaged with the firefighters and got to know us as individuals and what really makes us tick. And the more they got involved with us, the more they understood the dangers associated with our profession, not just the heat, not just the toxic smoke, but the health factors that we face every day. They were able to engage and come up with something that really hit home, and we think it's a home run for us.
Absolutely. Now, Dr. Kales, a lot has been written and said about the risk for high blood pressure, but in the Stop, Drop, and Control program, give us a thumbnail sketch of two or three things that we can do to really reduce our risk.
Great question. The first thing you can do is have your blood pressure checked. So that's the first and most important thing. If you don't remember anything else from this conversation, just go to your doctor and have your blood pressure checked. If your blood pressure is greater than 140 on the top number, 140 or greater on the top number, or 90 or greater on the bottom number, that's what your doctor will define as high blood pressure. And then if that's confirmed, you really need to take steps. What steps can you take? There are diet, lifestyle, exercise changes that people can take, like doing cardiovascular exercise, maintaining their weight at a healthy level, restricting their salt intake, moderating their alcohol intake. And then in conjunction with your physician, you can decide upon a medication or medications, depending upon the case, to get that blood pressure controlled and keep it down.
Doctor, are there ever cases where somebody needs some medication to control blood pressure and then they're able to make those changes and then have the ability at some point forward to discontinue the med?
Yes, that is sometimes possible. That's not the case for most people, and the most important thing from our conversation would be a patient should never discontinue that medication on their own without the permission or advice and consent from their doctor.
Okay. And finally, Jim, this just kind of recently got kick-started, if you will. Yesterday was a special day. Talk about that.
Well, yesterday was actually National High Blood Pressure Awareness Day, and in fact, May is High Blood Pressure Awareness Month. So we launched the program yesterday, but already tens of thousands of our firefighters across the country are implementing the program, hosting blood pressure screenings and other public education activities. And, you know, we really believe we're uniquely positioned to provide this information. Not only do we know firsthand the dangers of high blood pressure, but we are some of the most respected and trusted leaders within our community. Everyone knows the physical dangers we face from fighting fires, but what a lot of folks don't know is 45% of all line-of-duty deaths are the result of cardiovascular disease and high blood pressure. So it's extremely important to firefighters, and we wanted to take the opportunity during National Hypertension Month to get the information out to our communities so that they can take the steps necessary. And though it's National Hypertension Month, this is something you should think about year-long, day in, day out, to make sure you're doing the things you can to control your high blood pressure and ensure you have a long, healthy life.
Absolutely. Very well said, Jim. Thanks for filling in. I know we were planning on Harold A. Scheidberger, and our condolences. I guess he had a funeral to go to. Jim, you stepped in. And Dr. Kales from Harvard Medical School, thank you so much, and appreciate you taking time out of your busy day to visit here on KMA.
Thanks for having us.
You're welcome. Thank you. KMA time, 828.